Friday, 25 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. It's a privilege to come to you by means of Christian radio. Our text is found today in Acts chapter 9. We'll do a little review in Acts chapters 7 and 8 as we see Saul of Tarsus as he meets the man. He meets the man, Christ Jesus, on the Damascus Road. And what a change in his life has wrought. Don't you like that song? What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Father, thank you for the wonderful truth of the dynamic power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, and we thank thee for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have read some background about Saul of Tarsus. He was present when Stephen was stoned. He made havoc with the church. He helped scatter the church. And we'll pick him up now in chapter 9 as he's breathing out threatening and slaughter on his way to Damascus to persecute more of the Lord's people. But as we said in the interlude in chapter 8, after the church was scattered at Jerusalem, they went to different places. The people were scattered. All of them were scattered except the apostles. And some went down to Samaria. Philip went down there and preached the gospel. And great things happened down there, and many got saved, and praise the Lord for that. But the Lord was not through with Philip. He had another commission for him. He sent Philip to the way that went down to Gaza. And the Bible says in verse 26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And you remember that account, he met the Ethiopian eunuch. This man had been to Jerusalem for the worship. He had a copy of the scripture of Isaiah. He had a love for God, a desire for God, but he wasn't saved. Nobody had told him how to be saved. And the Bible says, how shall they know except some man tell them? Well, Philip sees him riding in his chariot and runs up beside him. And he said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he, the eunuch, said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place in the scripture which he read was this, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. He was reading in the book of Isaiah. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? And Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Well, by the grace of God, this Ethiopian eunuch would take the gospel back to Ethiopia, and I understand you can actually trace the record of the gospel back to this event as it went into Ethiopia, as it went into Africa. And Philip went on his way rejoicing, and the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. What a wonderful time that was. I am glad God's still interested in souls. And I'll tell you, it's wonderful when the Spirit of God directs us to someone who has a hungry heart for the gospel. What a great privilege it is to open the bread of life, to open the Word of God and share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I remember many years ago, we were traveling, my family and I were traveling from Greenville, South Carolina, up to Northeast North Carolina. This was a time when I-85 was under construction. And there was just a few segments of it that was completed. And what I'm going to share with you might sound a little super pious to some of you, might sound strange to some of you, but I'm not embellishing it. I'm telling it just like it happened. I can appreciate the angel of the Lord sending Philip down to the way that went down to Gaza because there was a man there who needed to be saved. Well, on this particular trip, we had left Greenville, South Carolina. We had a long ways to go. At that time, as I said, I-85 was just being constructed. We'd get on a little bit and then have to get off. And we were moving on up towards from Greenville towards Charlotte. And the Spirit of God just kept burdening my heart to stop and witness to somebody. Now, that might sound strange to you, but that's just the way it was. And I couldn't shake it off of my heart. And you know, well, where, Lord? I'm in a hurry. We've got so many miles to go. We had about 400 miles to go. Children in the car. And the roads, of course, no interstates at that time except a few segments of 85. But the Spirit of God just would not leave me alone. And so, while I thought, well, I'll pull off some of these gas stations or something and I'll start a conversation. I'll ask them, where is the next segment of I-85? Where can I find the next segment to get on? Well, there was this little mom-and-pop style gas station there, if you want to call it that. It was just a very small building that had a gas pump. So I went in, and when I went in, there was a huge man sitting there. I mean, he was heavy. And so I asked him about where the next, part of 85 was, and he told me. And I'd have to say this, there's not that much spirituality about it. I was just wanting to get a clear conscience. And so I approached the man with the gospel, and I asked him if he was saved. Here's what the man said to me. He said, "No, I'm not, but I sure do want to be. I sure do need to be." And this big man, this big heavy man, I can see him right now. He reached into his collar and pulled his collar back. And I saw a scar where he had been cut across the neck. And he said 3 weeks ago, a man came in here and liked to cut me to death. And he said, "I liked to bled to death." He said, "And I wasn't saved." My soul, his heart, I said, "Well, don't you want to trust the Lord as a Savior?" He said, "I sure do." And he did. He bowed his head. He called on the Lord. He trusted him as his Savior. And dear friend, that was just as real. Now, I didn't see the angel of the Lord like Philip might have. But the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that now leads us and guides us, does the same thing. And that was that dear man. There was that dear man sitting there, too heavy to get up. He didn't go out and tend to the pumps. He didn't do that. He just sat there and took the money. But he was sitting there with a burdened heart, realizing that he had almost died without Jesus Christ and was needing somebody to tell him about the Lord. Now, I'm not boasting about this. I wish to God I could sit here today and say, I've always been obedient when the Spirit of God spoke to my heart, but I'd be lying if I did. But oh, may we be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God, because there are still people out there. Oh, I know there's a lot of hardened folks. I know there's a lot of unconcern, but there are still people there where the Holy Spirit of God is dealing with people's hearts, and they need somebody to give them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for Christian Radio, where we can reach into areas that people cannot go. But I'll tell you, dear friend, we need personally to be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God and be ready to give an answer to every man according to the hope which in us is. Well, this broadcast is targeted for our end of the week. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good, fundamental Bible-believing church. The Bible instructs us that we are to be diligent in this matter of being faithful in the house of God. We're not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together, but we are to exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. And that day, the day of Christ, is approaching. Let me encourage you, if at all possible, go to a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church where the Word of God is going to be preached. If you cannot go, I realize there are people sick, there are people infirm, there are people who are in prison. If you cannot go and you have access to the internet, let me encourage you to join us with our streaming our services, our Sunday services, Sunday School 9:45. Brother Dwight Williams always delivers a tremendous message. The morning preaching service at 5 minutes till 11, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock all Eastern Time. Our web address, www.calbat.org. May our Lord make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.